I'm Matt Miller of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great educational podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Be better today than you were yesterday. Be better tomorrow than you were today.
Welcome back for another episode of the Leader of Learning podcast, the show where educators can come find inspiration to transform education through effective leadership. I'm your host, Dan Krynas. Let's get started. Hey, Leader of Learning, welcome back for another episode, episode 60. I've told you before, I'll tell you again, we're coming out with episodes every week now, and I'm really excited about this one. This week, episode 60 features an interview I did with a couple of folks who I've become friendly with, I share a passion for podcasting with, but frankly, they are killing it right now in terms of supporting and helping educators around the country and around the world. Two members of the Teach Better team, Jeff Gargis and Ray Hewitt, or better known as the Teach Better Talk podcast. If you're a podcast fan and listener like I am, and I'm pretty sure you are since you're tuning into this show, you may already listen to the Teach Better Talk podcast. And if you do, you probably appreciate it for not only the entertainment of it, because Jeff and Ray, they love to banter and they're bickering like a married couple, although they're kind of best friends. It really goes a long way in terms of the entertainment value of the show, but they're bringing so much value and delivering great educational content all the time as well. I had a lot of stuff to talk to them about. I have so much respect for what the team is doing and what Jeff and Ray are doing with their podcast. They are supporting schools and giving professional development both live and in person, and also through their team, through their website and their brand in terms of online courses for educators. They just held back in the fall their first live and in-person conference where a couple hundred educators from around the country got together, and I heard it was an amazing time. And just recently, the Teach Better team launched their own speakers bureau. So I was very excited to catch up with Jeff and Ray, and I'm really excited to bring you this interview that I had with the co-hosts of the Teach Better Talk podcast. I am super excited to bring on not only some podcasting buddies of mine, but they had me on their show, and I'm returning the favor. I have with me Ray Hewitt and Jeff Gargis, better known as the Teach Better Talk podcast, also part of the Teach Better team. Jeff, Ray, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be fabulous.
Yeah, Dan, thanks so much for having us on. And I want to clarify that we are the best parts of.
That's right. I was going to say like one half of the team, but I don't know. I didn't know how to describe it. Actually, speaking of describing things or people, Ray, let me start with a question. What's your one word right now to describe Jeff? I know, I put you on the spot here a little bit.
You did, and I have all these mean words coming to mind, and I want to use a nice one. You know, Jeff is a little snarky this afternoon, so I just want our listeners to know that. But really, I think he's quite quixotic. He's somebody who always finds the good and like makes things happen when he's dedicated to them. And so I'll say something nice about Jeff. I think he's a quixotic person.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a nice recovery from snarky, which is the first word you went with. Now, I know that you don't normally get the opportunity, but Jeff, how about a word for Ray?
Good luck, Jeff.
Jeez, so many words. Now, I honestly, this is Teach Better Talk fans, pick your jaws up right now. Priceless.
That's awesome. Like a MasterCard commercial.
Yeah, exactly. we joke a lot, and we have this brother or sister relationship that I can't imagine my life without at this point. But she really is like, I am so thankful for the random Twitter connection that led to a weird video chat. And I hung up from that call, that video chat with Ray. I called Chad and I said, I just found that expert. And I don't regret that at all, even though she called me snarky.
He is snarky. That is a, sorry, he is snarky?
He is.
He can be. That's true. He can be. All right. That's an awesome story, and we'll get back to that. I'm glad you brought up the brother-sister kind of relationship that you guys have, because I think that it really suits you well and is so much a part of the success that you guys have enjoyed, not just as the Teach Better team, but with the Teach Better Talk podcast. Before we get there, though, if you guys could back up a little bit, introduce yourselves. Who are you? Where are you? What you do? We'll start with Ray.
Absolutely. So hi, everyone. My name is Ray Hewart. I'm currently a sixth grade math teacher, mean old math teacher in Illinois, in central Illinois. I get to see 150 goofballs every single day, and I love it. In addition, I'm the director of training and development for the Teach Better team, which just allows me to connect with more teachers better than ever. I love being able to kind of work with students by day and hang out with teachers by night. And this past semester, I actually was able to have the opportunity to be an adjunct professor at Illinois State University. So I was able to not only work with students by day and, you know, hang out with teachers at nights and on weekends and over the summer, but also have the opportunity to work with future teachers and be a part of that lens as well, all within one semester. So it's kind of a ball. I love it. And wouldn't trade it for the world.
And Jeff, how about you?
So my name is Jeff Gargas. I am the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and one of the co-founders of the Teach Better team. And I have kind of a weird path of how I got here because I wasn't a, you know, K-12 classroom teacher. I do have a couple years on my belt as an adjunct professor at Kent State University in Ohio, but my background really is in the of business and entrepreneurship. I've started more businesses than I can remember at this point. It's interesting though, when it's a weird, like, sort of full circle coming back to work in education is when I very originally enrolled in college forever ago, it wasn't education. And then I just took a whole lot of weird twists and turns, and ended up back here just in a different role. But I really feel like everything I've done and all the crazy stuff that I've tried and different industries that I've been in have all led me to this, and this is where I'm supposed to be. And so I get to work with an amazing team, creating content, creating trainings, and then I get to travel around and talk all over the country and work with teachers all over the place and see amazing things that they're doing and have a small part in that and helping them be better, and I'd trade it for.
That's awesome. And by the way, I wasn't planning on getting into the whole, like, backstory of Teach Better team, but you brought it up a little bit, and I would just recommend for any of my listeners who aren't familiar with the team or the story to, you know, go to the website and check out the Teach Better Talk podcast, because I think it is a fascinating story. And I'm glad, Jeff, that you mentioned how your path into education or you know, being an educator isn't one that is traditional, like you weren't a K-12 classroom teacher, but you found your way back. And I have a little bit of a similar story, although I did initially go to college for education. I got sidetracked a little bit and I didn't get into the business world like you did, but it took me a little while to sort of work my way back. And I'm really glad I did. And just like you mentioned, I do feel like it was sort of a calling, that there was something calling me back to it. And of course, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. But here's what I do want to ask you, and I'm just going to assume that there might be like one or two. I know everybody listens to your show, but there might be one or two Leader of Learning listeners who aren't so familiar with the Teach Better team. And one of the things I love about you guys is your motto, your mantra. So hit us with that if you could. One of you guys, doesn't matter who.
All you, Jeff.
Be better today than you were yesterday. Be better tomorrow than you were today. Simple.
Yeah, it is simple, but it's, I don't know. I just find it so powerful, so inspiring, uplifting, you know? And I think, like, for me in my day-to-day work, but just as a lifelong learner, that's something that I really aspire to. You know, you guys and I have talked before about, like, I'm getting my doctorate. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll happen here within the next couple of months. And, you know, just pushing myself to keep learning more. So I guess my question, Ray, let's go to you. You know, how do you do that? Like, how do you inspire others to be better and to think about how to, you know, push themselves to be different, but be different in a better kind of way tomorrow or the next day than they are right now?
You know, I think that's such a heavy question. For me, when we decided to become the Teach Better team, we really wanted to bash this connotation that, like, you weren't teaching good enough, so you need to teach better. It's really not that at all. It really has nothing to do with comparing yourself to somebody down the hall or comparing yourself to, you know, maybe someone you follow on social media. It's so much more about this growth mindset that we are asking students to come to enter into our classrooms and work the hardest they've ever worked before to master content. And yet we have this such high expectation for them. We should hold ourselves to the same caliber of striving to be better every single day. Our world is changing so quickly with technology and new research that's showing us how to reach students even more effectively, better than ever. So we need to continue to push ourselves to be our best selves for today and then be a little bit better tomorrow. And so when I think about like inspiring other teachers to do that, I mean, gosh, I hope between the podcasts and the blogs and the courses and the live PD, like I hope that all that's inspiring, but I really believe that it has to be a conscious choice for an educator to make this, you know, goal, this dedication, to set this intention, to live that mantra. And once they decide that, gosh, then I feel like the team like swoops in and supports them wholeheartedly. But it really does have to come from within an educator to say, you know what? Yeah, like I want to serve my students better than ever. I want to reach them more deeply than I ever have been able to reach my students before. So I'm going to commit myself to the Teach Better mindset.
And so, Jeff, is that that's the kind of work that you guys do when you're partnering up with schools and districts in terms of Teach Better team and that coaching and that inspiration that you try and provide?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of work with teachers and buildings and districts on a wide range of things, a lot of different best practices, new initiatives. We do keynote type stuff. We do, you know, work full, you know, 1 day, 2 day workshops. We do support visits. We do full building wide, district wide implementation that could be a 3 to 5 year plan where we're partnering with them. And so a lot of it depends on what their goals are and what they're trying to do and how we do that. But it all comes with this foundation of the Teach Better mindset, in the sense of when we go, you know, when we first started, we do a thing, we said that's where like Teach Better has been, like that mantra has been there since day one, when we were just the grid method and just doing grid method stuff. But it was always, you know, Chad always said, he goes, I don't want to go into another teacher's classroom and say, you're not awesome, good job. Now, I don't want to not tell them if they're doing mistakes, but I want to make sure that they understand that you're doing amazing things. You're doing great things. Here's just some things we think can help make that better, can help enhance it. And more importantly, as we learn more, it was asking them, where are you struggling? What are you doing? How can we support you? How can we help you be better? Not how can we help you be perfect? Not can we help, how can we help you be better because you're not good? It's you're already doing amazing things. How can we support you to be better, to continue to be better every day? And so everything we do, regardless of whatever it is that we're doing, we do a lot of different things. It's all with that foundation of we're just trying to help you be better. And at the same time, we're trying to better ourselves every day.
You know, I love that you said how when you are trying to work with teachers, inspire their own growth and development, you really concentrate on that positive feedback, telling them, making sure that you tell them the great things that they're doing while also not forgetting about some of that constructive criticism. You know, as an instructional coach myself and someone who has not only studied instructional coaching and adult learning, but also finishing a dissertation and a doctorate on leadership practices to help inspire a growth mindset in teachers. I think all of that stuff that you guys are saying and putting into practice in terms of your work with the team is exactly what those kind of transformational leaders out there are doing. And I literally have my own research to back it up. So I guess this is my way of saying that I think you guys are doing amazing things with the team. And, you know, I feel like there are educational consultants and consulting companies that are popping up left and right. But I feel like you guys tend to stand out for the work that you're doing. There's like something different about it. Is there anything that you might be able to put your finger on to sort of explain what might set you guys apart? Is that it? Like, is that your way of working with teachers and inspiring that growth mindset, or what is it?
You know, I think there's, Jeff, I'm sure you have a completely different answer. And I would like to think it's the fact that we understand what teachers go through every day, but then also that we understand that there's no one and done approach that is actually supportive for a teacher. Like, one of my favorite things about the team, and this is not really answering your question of why I think our group stands out, but something I love is just the consistent follow-up. It's the not just the, oh yeah, let's bring in Jeff Gargis to keynote our institute in August, but let's bring in the team to do more than that. Let's be in classrooms with teachers, brainstorming and coaching 10 times throughout the school year as they're working their butts off to implement something to serve their students better. And let's, you know, have them join the Facebook group of over 3,000 educators that are all in this pursuit of better. Like, it's so much more than just having someone come in and give you a few pointers and feedback. You know, it has to be a deeper dive to actually create a family, a network around growing towards something. Jeff, I'm sure you have a way better answer than I had.
No, I think that is a big piece of it for sure. And I think that's one thing that does definitely separate us from people who are in the same, you know, same field in essence, trying to do the similar things is that follow-up piece and that we focus on that. I also think we really focus on the idea of trying to instill skills and stuff in teachers versus just giving them a book of curriculum and letting them go. Our thing is like instilling the skill set that they need to where they don't need us. And a lot of people look at that and think, well, that's kind of a bad business model. And that's okay, because we're trying to help. I think another piece is like, this didn't start because we were like, hey, you know what's hot right now? Doing consulting work in education because they got a bunch of money. It started because Chad created something that was changed the way he taught and was changing the way other people in his building taught and was literally changing the lives of his students. And he said, I want to share this with people. And he came to me about that. And I just said, hey, yeah, you need to share this with people, but instead of just some people, let's share it with the entire world. And then, you know, things just kind of went from there. And like, so, you know, Ray touched on the fact that we were like, understand what's going on in classrooms. And I think a big thing that we do is we listen. We listen to our audience, which is teachers, which is administrators, which are coaches, which is all this. We listen and we ask questions, and we ask questions actually with the intent of listening to what they need, what we are doing well or not well, what we can change and what we do. And then we do everything based off that. We built everything that we've built from listening to the people that we are working with and then creating things based on that feedback. And I think that's a big piece. And then I also think we live and die by the help versus sell mentality. It's always about helping. It's always about helping. And even if you never quote unquote buy, the help isn't contingent on that. The help stays. And I think that's a big piece where a lot of businesses fail. And businesses, I say that all the consultant stuff, is as soon as they sniff out that sale, they start selling. And that's just not the right way to do it. So I think there's a lot of pieces that go into it. I also just really appreciate, Dan, the fact that you even say that.
And I haven't really worked with a lot of consultants and companies to that extent, but I just get the impression that you guys, you know, that there's something about you. And I'm glad, like Ray, you mentioned the word family, and Jeff, you mentioned how important it is to the core and the beliefs of the team to really listen to the needs of the teachers that you're supporting. And I also kind of wanted to parlay that into the fact that you guys have an amazing podcast. I know we've kind of mentioned it here on the show already, but it bears repeating that that the two of you guys, who are just a couple members of the team, have taken that sort of side project and ran with it and turned it into something amazing. And you know, I'm not here just to blow smoke up your butts, but I really do like the show. I love listening. I forget. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts myself, and there's one show I wish I remember so I could give credit to the right person. But somebody says all the time that you know, actually, I think it's Dave Jackson on the School of Podcasting. He always says like a good podcast should essentially hit like all the different emotions, you know, make you laugh, make you cry, make you, you know, want to keep coming back for more, make you leave feeling inspired. And I need you guys to know, like, you have to know that that's what you're doing, right? And that's what makes you guys so successful. I also want to say that there is, and I how can I say this? So there is another educational podcast out there, not the Teach Better Talk, but there's another one with two co-hosts who really pride themselves on their banter. And they have, oh, I don't know, like a million downloads. But I don't think they hold a candle to the kind of banter that you guys do on your show. I guess my question for you is, like, how did this all happen?
Oh my God, you have to tell this story, Joe.
So I actually had a podcast years ago when I had a marketing agency that I ran, and I actually, you know, I worked with small business entrepreneurs, and I had a podcast, this was probably 10, 11 years ago at this point, where I interview entrepreneurs and business folks, and I was fortunate enough to connect with some multi-billionaires that had sold massive companies and stuff and had some really, really big audiences, and my podcast actually did really, really well. For a good half of the first year, I hung in the top 20 of all of podcasts for a while. Now, this was a very different world than the world of podcasts we're in right now, not nearly as many at the time, and a different industry and stuff. But like, so we knew when we first started things, Chad and I knew from day one that we were probably going to do a podcast at some point, because I knew how to do it, at least the basics. But it was just always was something that was on the back burner. And then, you know, Ray came on, and at some point, I don't remember exactly the conversation, but Ray started getting into podcasts, and she brought it to me, and I was like, well, yeah, like that's something Chad and I've talked about, like, yeah, what we could do. We kind of bounced some ideas, and we brought it to the team. We're talking about it, and they're like, yeah, but we're all like spread.
You tell this story wrong every well, time.
Then just let me finish, and then you can correct me. How's that?
Stink.
So we took it to the team, but it wasn't the right time. We were all just spread thin. But then, like, Ray couldn't shake it, and she came to me a little while later. I don't know how much
longer. By the way, what was the word she used for you before? Yeah. Was it snarky?
Yeah, no kidding.
Interesting.
So then she came back. She's like, I can't shake it. I really think we need to do this. And I told her, I said, okay, we can do this, but here's my deal with you. You and I are going to host it. We're going to do everything for it. It's not going to impact the team at all in a negative way. They're not going to have to do anything for it. And you and I are never allowed to complain about any of the extra work except to each other. And she said, okay. So the next time we met with the team, we're like, hey, so we're going to do this podcast thing. And we've already booked, you know, 15 interviews, and here's the logo. And da, da, da. And they're just like, all right, sounds good. Run with it. So what did I get wrong, Ray?
All right. Go ahead. Well, here's the witty banter you get, listeners, because first of all, when I said, hey, Jeff, you have to tell the story, that is not the story that I meant.
I knew you were going to do this. So go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say Jeff came to me and said, hey, we should do a podcast. And my response to him was, what's a podcast?
You're right.
That's true. And then I had to look up what a podcast was. And I'm like, dude, you just get to talk in a microphone? I hate writing blogs. And I went to Jeff and I'm like, can I do this instead of blogging for the Teach Better team? And he said, no, but it sounds like you're committing. So the rest of the story was true. The story I thought you were going to tell, Jeff, was about recording a live episode with Mike Muhammad when we were at Summer Spark.
Well, I mean, you interrupted me in the middle, then I got thrown off, so I didn't get to like go the full flash.
Stop it. You are not going to get there. Years later, Ray and I recorded. No,
that is a fun. Can I tell that story now, or do you want to tell it, Ray?
Yeah, I was going to say, because Dan asked about the banter, and that's my favorite story.
So it was probably, what, episode maybe 50 or so, when someone told us, Dan, that they really liked our banter. So we started to do that at the beginning of the episode, and we just kind of figured out this thing. And we had this string of moments. I can't remember. I think at one point we were like in Indiana, and then we were somewhere else where we like Ray and I at a couple different occasions like referred to us as brother and sister, not realizing the other one had said it. But anyway, so then we're in a conference at Summer Spark in Wisconsin, which is a great conference. Shout out to Summer Spark. We'll see you in June. And we did a live recording with Mike Muhammad. Awesome episode. He's a phenomenal educator, super cool guy. And we got done. We're walking to lunch, and we didn't realize that Mike was walking behind us. And we're just, you know, walking to lunch, bickering at each other, picking on each other like we always do. And we hear Mike behind. He's like, huh, it's not just for the show, huh? We like turn around. We're like, oh, what are you talking about? He goes, like, you guys, the way you guys do that, like, that's not just for the show. It's just how you are. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's just how we are. And so that's sort of,
yeah,
it's just worked that way. It's a really cool thing that I think it was sort of there to begin with, but then we just, you know, we're virtual, but like we start spending so much time together on the podcast, you know, recording every Monday night. We do, you know, 2, 3, sometimes even 4 episodes that we record every Monday, that we are spending so much time together that we just built this amazing relationship. And I know we pick at each other, but like we really do. I consider her my best friend. And we just have a blast because we do have this brother sister relationship. So it's just, that's made it so that like we put in a long day on Mondays, but we don't mind. You know, it's just fun.
Good job, Jeff. You told that story well. Nice job there, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. I do find the story fascinating. I will stick by my comment that I really believe that your banter not only makes the show, but makes it as successful as it is and as competitive with other hosts who feel like they can banter, but they don't banter as well as you. Anyway, moving on. So, all right. We've talked about the team. We've talked about the podcast. By the way, to let the listeners in on like some behind the scenes podcasting secrets, we are recording this in December of 2019. It's not airing until January of 2020. By the way, happy new year. but here's the thing. You guys have had an amazing 2019, right? I think that's safe to say. Your team, your podcast took off. You had your conference back in November. Your book was published, I think, even before that. Amazing things. All right. So let's recap a little bit some of the things that happened in 2019, especially, like I said, the conference and the book.
So 2019 was amazing. We released the Teach Better book in September, the last week of September, which was co-written by Jeff and I and Chad and Tiffany, who are all part of the Teach Better team. And the book was a whirlwind. We had kind of worked on that book for a little over a year, and we were thrilled to officially get that published with DBC, Dave Burgess Consulting. It was an honor that we were able to work with them. So that was a blast. And then, hey, Jeff, I think we hosted a conference too.
We hosted a conference, which was like crazy, but awesome at the same time. That was in November here in Northeast Ohio, which is where I'm at. We had just shy of 300 educators from 23 different states around the country come in. We had, 64 presenters that did 100 some sessions across the 2 days. We had some amazing folks come out, like Dave Burgess, like Adam Welcome, Sarah Martin, Ryan Sheehy. There's a billion other people that I could throw in that list. And it was amazing. It was such a anxiety filled week in craziness. I almost took myself to the hospital on Thursday night before the first day, cause I was so nervous and so worried that we weren't gonna be able to live up to the hype. And it was just an amazing experience. We had such a blast. Like, we didn't know, we're like all the way leading up to, like, well, like if it goes well, we'll do 1 in 20. If it goes well, we'll do well. It was the end of, I don't even know if we were halfway through the day of 2019. We're like, yeah, so we're doing 2020. We don't have a choice. It's just going at well. And it was just a really cool thing. So it's like a really cool way to kind of bring in the last little bit of the year and create a whole bunch of extra work for ourselves in 2020, getting ready for that one. So super excited.
Well, Jeff, give our listeners a little spoiler. Can you give one piece of information about Conference 2020 that no other listener on any other podcast or in any way connected to us is going to know until later on?
Jeff, I see that snarkiness now, maybe a little bit. It's my show and Ray's asking the questions.
I
don't know what I can give because we haven't confirmed all the details yet. I can tell you that it will be in Northeast Ohio again. It's going to be in the Akron area again. And it will be, it's looking like we're going to be a couple weeks earlier than we did this year, probably in October. We're actually confirming that in about within the next 48 hours. But we won't be releasing a lot of the information until actually after this comes out. We're doing some really cool stuff. You're going to see some, stuff coming out here, in January, February, open it up for proposal submissions and announcing sort of some of the initial speakers that are going to be coming out, who's keynote and things like that. I think the most important piece is that Ray Hewitt will be there and you should be too. And we are going to do everything we can to bring the Leader of Learning podcast out to our podcasters row. So we're going to talk about that. Dan, there. How about that? How about if you're listening to this episode right now, tweet out to Dan, email him, however you want to communicate with him, tell him he's got to come out and be one of the podcasters there. We're going to make that happen. So,
yeah, I definitely want to. I in the back of my mind, I was like, I really wanted to be there, in 2019. Jeff and I, we spoke about it a little bit, but I was also starting at a new school and taking courses, finishing my courses and writing my dissertation.
We'll
just wasn't
a
good time
for
me.
2020.
Yeah. Looking ahead, I will have that degree. It will be well in the rearview mirror at that point.
Can we do something fun, Dan, not to take over your show completely, but can we do something cool? Like, you and I talked on this. Can we do the book thing
So we talked about that.
Let's do it. Yeah, we're going to do a giveaway,
let's,
right?
Let's give away two books to your listeners. We'll do two signed copies of Teach Better. Like, how do you want to run that? What do you want to do? How do you normally do these?
That's excellent, man. So anybody listening, first of all, thank you to Teach Better team for doing that. Anybody listening right now, definitely check out the show notes for this episode on leaderoflearning.com and also follow us on our Instagram and Twitter, and you will see a contest for that book giveaway. Two books for two winners, signed copies of Teach Better. That's awesome. I really appreciate that. So, by the way, the link to the book where you could purchase it, where you could find it, everything will be in the show notes. I appreciate that. So again, amazing year in 2019 between the book, the conference, and all the success you guys have had. What else can you tell us about as we look forward to 2020? We have another conference coming up where I will likely be at. I'm going to just throw the word likely out there right now. You know, a lot of time between now and then, but likely be there. What else? Anything else for the Teach Better team that we can look forward to?
Without giving it all away.
All right. Well, I can give you a hint that we are going to have a number of different courses released at Teach Better Academy. That's kind of like our virtual learning hub for teachers to go and learn actually about like anything they want. A lot of free and full courses there. So there'll be a number of different hot topics coming out for teachers to explore. We'll be bringing on some new faces to the Teach Better team. So keep your eye out for all the amazing educators in the field that are doing incredible work already that are going to bring their expertise to our family. Well, if you didn't catch it, we are now launching the Teach Better network of speakers. So we have a number of different speakers that are joining our Teach Better family to be a part of not only collaboration and amazing content we bring to the website, but also speaking on topics that they are so amazingly passionate about, just to better the ecosystem of a building. So Jeff, do you want to highlight maybe two of the amazing speakers that we brought onto the Teach Better family? And maybe we'll leave the rest left to go look up all the amazing speakers that we brought
on. Yeah, so one definitely is our good friend Mandy Fralick, who you probably know from her Fire Within and many others that she's got going on right now. Mandy comes, so we're now working with her and go out and share her with schools and districts. Another one is the amazing Kevin Butler, who is just an all-star rock star. He just took all of us by storm at the conference, and we were so, so super excited to be working with him. So you can check everyone else over at teachbetter.com. We have all of that going on. So that's super exciting, Dan. So thanks for letting us sort of talk that up for us too. We're really pumped about that.
That is exciting. That's awesome. I'm really looking forward to that speaker one. I think that there have been groups in the past who have tried similar things, but I got to be honest, I don't think they've been that successful. I don't know why, but I do. I just get the impression that with all the success that you guys have achieved and have experienced over the past year or two, you'll find a way to make that really successful. And I definitely follow both of those people. And I know I've met Mandy. I know how amazing she is. Kevin, I've not met, but I follow him on especially Instagram, mm-hmm. and he's doing an amazing job. Also a fairly new podcaster himself, mm-hmm. and starting to enjoy some success with that. So I think that's really cool. I wish you guys lots of luck. Again, congratulations on all the success that you've had in 2019, and I can't wait for what 2020 brings. Clearly, if any of my listeners are not yet connected with and following Teach Better team, please do so. I will spare you guys the annoyance of having to list all of the places that people can follow you at. Listen, they'll be linked up in the show notes, and I will also remind everyone at the end of this episode how they can find you. But I really appreciate your time, guys. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm a big fan of Teach Better team, and I'm going to find a way to get out to that conference next year.
Loving it. Well, appreciate you having us on, Dan. I'm a legit fan of your podcast. I listen to it. I love it. I'm a fan of you. We've been, you know, we're connected on Voxer and stuff. I always appreciate you and your insights. So this was really cool. Really appreciate you having us on. Let's sort of, you know, chat your ear off for a little bit. So thank you.
My thanks so much for Jeff and Ray to come on and give us some time here on this episode of the Leader of Learning podcast. Again, if you're not already listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, I highly recommend it. Definitely check it out. Subscribe. They're awesome people. They're two education podcasters that I've connected with and learned so much from and learned so much with over the past year or so. And I really, like I said before, I just really appreciate what they're doing and what the entire Teach Better team is doing. One more thing before we wrap up. You did hear us say in the interview that we are going to do a book giveaway. I'm not going to announce the details here in the episode. I'll just ask that you follow Leader of Learning and Teach Better team on Twitter and Instagram, and you will see the details of that book giveaway. So follow at @dcrinus and at Leader of Learning on Twitter and Instagram. Also follow the Teach Better team and look out for details on that book giveaway. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so yet, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. Also, if you enjoy the content shared on the show, please recommend this podcast to other educators, leaders, friends, or anyone you think would love listening and learning. I would also appreciate it if you would leave a positive rating and review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever podcast app you use to listen. For more information about me or this show, head over to leaderoflearning.com. While you're there, you can also find the Leader of Learning blog, how to connect on social media such as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Voxer, sign up for our newsletter, and even find out how to purchase Leader of Learning merchandise. Thanks again, and remember, no matter who you are or where you are, you too can be a leader of learning.